Okay, and so I'm using my iPad for my Breviary, my Roman Missal, so I couldn't do the readings on the iPad today to record it, so it's just the homily. And again, this is so different. Beautiful church, more modern than what you're used to, much more modern than what I'm used to when I'm back at the parish, but there are good people here and it's been a good mission. Thank you for your prayers. Please continue to pray. But now we need to focus on the gospel. I mean, every one of us, I would imagine, say the Lord's Prayer every day. And I don't think we really get what we're praying when we pray the Lord's Prayer. You know, we're saying, God, I want your will today more than I want my will today. I exist to please you. So instead of coming before God and saying, okay, God, I want you to do this, 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 and for me today, it's like, okay, God, what do you want? I want your will in my life today. I'm not coming before you saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. I'm coming before you to find your marching orders of what you want me to do today. And so that's where we begin. And then almost immediately, God tells us what he wants from us. You know, after he teaches us the Lord's Prayer, immediately he explains the prayer. And he says, if you forgive others, your Father will forgive you. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you. Ouch, huh? That's pretty bad. It's like God saying, if you forgive others, I'll forgive you. If you don't forgive them, sorry, I won't forgive you. C.S. Lewis said it this way, we must forgive one another or be damned, right? That means, again, and you say it, you say to God today when you say the prayer, when we say this prayer together, we say, and forgive us as we forgive. So you're telling God, if I forgive others, forgive me. If I don't forgive others, then damn me. So before we continue on at Mass, you know, before we have communion, we have a sign of peace. And the sign of peace isn't just to, you know, give la-la to each other. It's to say, Lord, I am at peace with everyone. Now I can come to your altar. Because remember, Jesus again said, if you bring your gift to the altar and there you find someone has something against you, go first and make peace. Then bring your gift to the altar. That's why we have the sign of peace. We don't do it now, of course, because of COVID. But it's still the same. So today, before you and I come to the altar, we got to sit there and think, Lord, is there anyone in my life I have not forgiven? Am I holding a grudge? Do I have an unforgiving heart? And then it's just an act of the will. It's just, Jesus, I forgive them, and I ask you to forgive them. And when you really pray that prayer sincerely, then it's a done deal. You have forgiven. And now you can say, now forgive me as I have forgiven. But there are people that go to daily Mass that have an unforgiving heart. You cannot receive communion if you refuse to forgive anyone. It's just that simple. So today, forgive as God has forgiven you. You're saying today, your will be done, God. And he's saying, this is my will, that you forgive others, so I can forgive you. So do it. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.